more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a goon?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Got the cameras, a motherfucker.
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA. Good morning, Angela Yee. Good morning, Charlamagne Tha God. All right, it's Tuesday. It seems like I'm here all alone. Well, good morning, everybody. It's a Tuesday. Hopefully, you're enjoying your summer. The weather's been past beautiful. I can say beautiful. It's been 90 degrees. I'm happy to have 90-degree weather. It's been pretty nasty here with the thunderstorms, but besides that, 90 degrees.
Besides the fact that it's a heat wave.
I'll take the 90 degrees every day. I'll take that over snow. I'll take that over just being freezing outside. I'll take the 90-degree weather. Now, the funny thing is, last night, if you lived in the New York City area, there's been a lot of thunderstorms lately, and the thunderstorm knocked over a tree that knocked over the power line. So it knocked over the power line, so there's no power in the house. And to see my kids try to figure out what to do with no power is hilarious. There's no Wi-Fi, no television. It's dark. And I was out. They called me like, Dad, what should we do? I said, talk to each other. That's like, do we have to? I'm like, yes. Have a conversation.
Yeah, there was a lot of flooding yesterday.
A lot of flooding, but they figured it out. Within 30 minutes, it was back up, so they were happy.
Woo, what would they have done?
I don't know. What they would have tore that house up. I mean, oh, man, it was, I don't know. I guess kids don't know how to really have a conversation without their telephones anymore, so they didn't know what to do. They were confused.
Right.
What'd you do yesterday? Anything?
Yesterday, I was shopping, trying to buy some more furniture for this juice bar. That's been the majority of what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get it going and get it opened up. It's been a long process.
Right. Long process. Now, Michelle Obama.
Yes, I was at the Democratic National Convention. I didn't get home until Cory Booker was on.
I didn't see it. Yeah, I had to go back and watch her speech. She does her damn thing with them speeches.
I was saying that Michelle Obama could have probably ran for president.
She definitely could have run. Maybe she might. The amount of support that she has from the people, I mean, they love her. Mm-hmm. And they should love her.
It's interesting to me that Democrats aren't automatically now saying, okay, well, our guy Bernie Sanders is out, the ones that were supporting Bernie Sanders, we're going to go with Hillary Clinton. But the Republicans would do that. Everybody's supporting Donald Trump pretty much. If you don't, you get booed off the stage.
Right.
But I feel like with the Democrats, they're like, okay, she has to earn this. We don't trust her. I still feel the burn. I'm still wearing my Bernie Sanders shirt. It wasn't really like that with the Republicans.
Well, you know the thing with Hillary? I don't know if I really trust 100%. Something just doesn't seem right with her.
Well, if people don't vote, then Donald Trump might end up being our president.
So I know,
I think that you have to pick, what would you prefer?
I mean, it's kind of like you have to vote because you don't want Donald Trump there, but I don't necessarily trust Hillary. I mean, she just seems like a politician.
She
doesn't seem real. She doesn't seem like a real person. At least with Barack Obama, you felt like he was one of you. You know, her, it just doesn't seem like that.
But at least she's got a plan. They talked about Donald Trump so much last night, by the way.
And I like Kane.
It was a lot.
I like Kane.
Going on.
Kane just seems happy to be there. He just seems happy. You ever see him? He just is smiling and he's just a waving. He's blowing kisses.
So that's what you look
he's
for?
He's laughing. No. Some of the things that he's done, you know, what he did, he's done for minorities. That's what I really like. But he just looks happy to be there. He doesn't look like a politician at all. He just looks, hey, I'm coming in here to do a job. I'm going to do this job. And I'm happy to be here.
I think the truth of the matter is that you do want somebody with some experience. Every time you ask Donald Trump, what's the plan? What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any real answers. At least I feel like Hillary Clinton knows how to maneuver and manipulate through the system to get certain things accomplished.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, we will talk about Michelle Obama and what she had to say last night at the Democratic National Convention on the first night.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Michael Jordan has spoken out. This is what everybody wanted.
How long? They've been asking this for like years.
$2 million. We'll tell you what he said.
To jails? What do you donate the money to?
No.
All right, we'll find out when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Here's Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk Michael Jordan. Finally breaks his silence, huh?
Yes, Michael Jordan has donated $2 million. $1 million is, he said, to the International Association of Chief of Police newly established Institute for Community Police Relations and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. So he's donating $1 million to each of those. Now, he said, as a proud American, a father who lost his own dad in a senseless act of violence, and a black man, I've been deeply troubled by the deaths of African Americans at the hands of law enforcement and angered by the cowardly and hateful targeting and killing of police officers. I grieve with the families who have lost loved ones, and I know their pain all too well.
I was watching ESPN yesterday, and Michael Wilbon said, you know, everybody's so, you know, hey, Michael Jordan finally said something. But it was like behind the scenes, Michael Jordan is always doing things. He just never publicly made any statements like this.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about Michelle Obama last night.
Well, Michelle Obama, of course, spoke at the Democratic National Convention, and she brought the house down. I was watching, and I felt like I couldn't tell people were booing. Then I heard people chanting Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. But Michelle Obama, everybody unanimously loved her. Here's some things that she had to say.
I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves. And I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women, playing with their dogs on the White House lawn. And because of Hillary Clinton, my daughters and all our sons and daughters now take for granted that a woman can be president of the United States. So don't let anyone ever tell you that this country isn't great, that somehow we need to make it great again, because this right now is the greatest country on earth.
She took some stabs at Donald Trump without saying his name, which I felt like people focused so much on Donald Trump.
I mean, they kind of have to, but it's just funny to watch a bunch of experienced, qualified politicians try to sell themselves on how they can run the country better than a reality show star.
Like they're up there, like
last night. I mean, whether it's Cory Booker, who gave a great speech, by the way, Elizabeth Warren, who gave a great speech, by the way, and Bernie Sanders, Michelle Obama, they're all up there talking about how their party and their people can run the country better than a freaking the executive producer, Celebrity Apprentice.
That's sad.
Like, what does America come to?
That's sad.
Like, you don't got to convince me.
I saw Kelly Clarkson clap back at somebody. Somebody said, I'm not sure I like the part where she said the White House was built by slaves. And she responded, pretty certain the slaves that built it didn't like it either. Hmm. People are going all crazy on Michelle Obama's speech that we just played.
I know, but I don't understand what Kelly's saying. What did she say?
Somebody was saying to her, I'm not sure I like the part where she said the White House was built by slaves.
Oh, and Kelly said, I'm pretty sure the slaves are like, okay,
yes.
Got you. But no, I don't know who they got to speak for the rest of the week. I mean,
they got Bill speaking.
I know, but they have four fire speakers last night, bro. I mean, it went from Cory to Michelle to Elizabeth Warren to Bernie Sanders. They got a whole another week left. It's like, okay, save some headliners for the rest of the week. All right.
And I saw Bernie Sanders clap back at Donald Trump also on Twitter.
That's funny to see them old guys going at each other on Twitter, man.
I mean, they got to embrace social media. That's another thing Michelle said last night in her speech that was dope. She was like, so many issues can't be dealt with in 140 characters.
All right, well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night. Maybe it's been a lot of storms in the East Coast.
Maybe you
shut down your power.
Maybe you got stuck outside in the rain and got rained on.
Oh, I was stuck at the airport on the runway for 8 hours. My flight came in from L.A. I was supposed to land at 4:50. They couldn't fly in the JFK, so they had to fly into Philadelphia. So we sat in Philly until midnight, only for them to tell them they was canceling the flight. So then my dumb ass called an Uber to take me back
to
Jersey.
You took an Uber from Philly to Jersey?
It was $550. You know, now they tell you the prices before.
How much was it?
$550?
$550?
Didn't I just say that? Yes.
Wow.
So they tell you
$550?
Yeah, so they tell you the prices beforehand. I mean, the rental car would have cost about the same amount of money.
You thought about it. I know you definitely thought about it when you said
$550. A rental car would not have cost that much.
Yes, it was. I weighed all my options. Trust me. No, don't ask me. Don't tell me.
Cheap Negro.
Yes, I did.
I've had to do that before. I've rented a car. It must have been some crazy prices.
Could you go from Philly, you could rent a car from Philly, one way to Jersey, drop the car off in Jersey. By the time you had taxes, insurance, it had been like $400-something to rent the car.
So I'd rather pay insurance, though.
I'd rather pay the $500
than have to drive.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the moral of the story is I'm not spending no more money till Christmas. That's the moral of the story.
That's a lot of money.
Don't ask me for nothing. I'm not spending no more money until Christmas time.
Damn it, man.
I'm telling you. I might not even buy my kids nothing. No Halloween costume.
Your kids not getting nothing?
It's rough out here, bro.
No Thanksgiving dinner, nada.
$5.50 for an Uber, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's hard out here, bro.
You ain't got no friends to come pick you up?
What, from Philly?
It's an hour and a half drive.
At midnight?
Yeah, you better get some friends.
Nah, I'm cool on that. I'm fine.
Tell them why you're mad.
Uber's my friend.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. Right? Now tell them why you mad on the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yeah, this is Matt from New Jersey.
What's up, Matt? Tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because not enough of us are supporting Bernie Sanders, man. He's the only one that's ever fought for us during segregation.
He's not running for president anymore.
You know, it's over for Bernie.
Nah, isn't he eligible for a nomination or whatever at the DNC?
Did you watch the DNC last night and watch Bernie Sanders endorse Hillary Clinton,
sir? He's endorsing Hillary Clinton also.
You talk about not enough of us supporting Bernie Sanders. You don't even know what the hell's going on.
Not enough of us are paying attention, bro.
I guess so.
All right. Have a nice day. Jesus Christ, these Negroes.
Hey, look, the power went out in Jersey yesterday. Maybe you ain't see it. Hello, who's this?
This is Michelle Carter. How you doing?
Hey, Michelle. Tell them how you mad.
July 18th, this year marks the one-year anniversary of my brother's death. I live here in Decatur, Illinois. He passed away alone in a cell in the Macon County Jail here.
So sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I'm mad because still, a year later, friends, people that say, how's your brother doing? They don't know. A year later that basically he was murdered here in the county jail. He died due to the diabetic ketoacidosis. They refused treatment and they mistreated him while he was there.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that, Mama.
Are you going to jail or something?
The anniversary on the 18th, we officially filed federal charges. So, yes.
All right. I wish you the best, boo.
Absolutely.
You know, they said, I mean, it had nothing to do with her story, but they said killings are up in Illinois, up 48%.
Yeah, that's what Chicago is. Not a surprise.
That's crazy. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Craig from Charleston, South Carolina.
843, we out here.
Why you mad, Craig?
What's up, man? Charleston County School District is trying to close the only school that accepts disabled students in the county. This is crazy, man.
Hold on, wait a minute. You trying to tell me there's only one school in Charleston that accepts disabled kids? Do you mean mentally or physically?
Mentally and physically. But the school is completely operated just for these students.
So where did the mentally disabled kids go any other time?
I don't know, man. Charleston County, man. You know 843?
I've been wondering about that because you don't see, like, short buses and stuff like you used to.
What school is it?
It's the Charleston County School of Disability. It's a school that completely operates for students with special needs. They're trying to shut it down, man.
That's not
so what can
right
we do for the short bus shorties, my brother? What can we do?
Man, just spread awareness of it, man. We are protesting. We got petitions going in the county, man. So we're just trying to really make sure that this doesn't happen.
Let me know how I can help, man. I'm always down to help the home team.
Now, that's not the school you went to. No.
I didn't go to school in Charleston. I went to school in Berkeley County. I went to Trafford High School and Berkeley High School.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
This is Rita.
Rita, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because I work in a casino in Vegas. Every time I turn around, I get somebody to come up to the cage and be like, can you cash my ticket out? I just paid your salary. I be wanting to say so bad. Well, can you keep playing so I can get a vacation?
That's so rude.
That shit burns me up. Boy, they be acting like that little $200 doing something. I cash out thousands of dollars all day. You come up here with $200 and you ain't spend no money. Wait, go
sit down,
that
little $20 still go towards your salary, though, now. Come on, keep it funky.
You know what I learned? That whether they play or not, I'm still get paid.
That's true.
Well, it really don't help me.
Let's see if nobody stops. If everybody stops coming there, let's see if you still get paid then.
This ain't going nowhere. This Vegas.
What's the most you seen somebody lose?
$5 million. He was paying $20,000 tip.
$5 million?
You didn't give him nothing?
Yeah. Now, he was a baller, too.
You supposed to give him something, boo.
Man, I swear I
want
to meet a
Bass Cop
so bad. Me and my mama and them.
I'm telling you. Now, that's good customer service.
I was going to bring everybody out. This is out here.
That's good customer service, boo.
Goodness gracious. Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need the Vic call. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Kent Jones. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, I'm sitting here thinking,
yay,
Charlamagne, you spent $550 on an Uber?
Yep, from Philly to Jersey at midnight last night.
That's the most expensive Uber I ever heard of.
Now, yesterday, as Charlamagne was trying to come back to New York City,
I flew back from L.A. I was supposed to land at 4:50, but the weather was real bad in Jersey, so they rerouted us to Philly. They actually rerouted us to Philly to get gas because they was trying to circle the airport so they could land.
Right.
But by the time we landed in Philly, they had to sit there and wait because they didn't have a route to come back to JFK. And then around midnight, they just canceled the flight altogether. So I'm currently in JetBlue's DMs right now. Mm-hmm. I've been in JetBlue's DM since last night because I'm trying to get me some type of compensation to make me feel better about this $500, you know, plus dollars that I spent on this Uber last night.
They should be able to take care of it, or at least half of it. I know Delta would, absolutely.
Well, actually, JetBlue provides transportation to wherever you go, but I wasn't getting on no bus at no damn. It's actually 11 o'clock. I'm not getting on no bus at 11 o'clock. and driving all the way back into New York when I live in Jersey.
Oh, so you had an option. You wanted to take Uber. They was going
to
bust you in.
Yeah, because I wanted to get home. Mm.
That probably would have taken way too long.
Absolutely. I had to drive all the way to JFK and then come back to Jersey for what?
That happened to me before, but then I had to take the Uber to go get my car because I had parked at the airport. Mm. So I still had to go to the airport, get my car, and then drive home. It was a long night.
JetBlue said they're going to take care of me in some way, shape, or form. I don't know what it is.
They'll probably give you some...
you Mint?
JetBlue.
I am a Mosaic member. Thank you.
Whatever it's called.
Okay, so yes, I do fly Mosaic Mint. Member. All right. Okay. Yes, I do. I fly Mint. We have our own little check-in when we get to the airport because they have their own little office.
You go, boy.
Okay, I save up my points.
There you go. Right.
I'm a coupon type of guy. I don't know about the rest of y'all Negroes.
You are a coupon.
But, you know, I save coupons. Mm-hmm. I save points. I'm that type of person.
Listen, everybody knows here, I will use some points, okay? I figure out how to get the most miles I can get. I get credit cards that give me more extra
points. You're the point queen, I ain't gonna lie.
I definitely am. I get all kinds of free flights and everything. I don't play.
You will book with Expedia to get points from Expedia, then points at Delta, then use American Express and use points from American Express. Mm-hmm. Yee is the point
queen. Every time I book a flight or a room, I get at least 3 forms of points.
Oh, yeah. I got True Blue. I got Star Wars. I love my points. And I'm very cheap. So I'm really, this $500 that I spent last night on this Uber is really hurting me right now.
You want us to pay for your breakfast?
Nah, I'm not even going to eat breakfast. I don't deserve to eat.
You're not even going to eat now?
I don't deserve to eat.
Have one of your cookies that's been in the corner for a year.
I don't eat cookies. I don't do sweets.
My goodness. Now, we got rumors coming up, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about Democratic National Convention and Demi Lovato's speech. She gave a speech on the opening night. Also, who got married and after 3 months, they're already getting divorced and her husband wants a paternity test? Sheesh.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, I don't know what happened with this really quick marriage, but Keisha Knight Pulliam, a.k.a. Rudy Huxtable, she's pregnant and she's been married for 3 months, but her husband Ed Hartwell has filed for a divorce after just...
Already?
Oh, actually, they've been married for 8 months, yes.
Well, that's what you get. You should have stuck with Tigger, Rudy. Drop on the clues bombs from my man, Big Tigger. Didn't she leave Tigger for,
I don't know if they broke
up. She was with Tigger for a while, I thought.
Yeah, they were together, and then all of a sudden she was engaged.
Yeah, Tigger seemed to not know what had happened. So salute to karma or whatever. I'm glad. You know what I mean? You're just going to drop my man Tigger like that for somebody else?
Supposedly, according to the YBF, she was not aware that he has filed for divorce. She has no idea that he wants out of the marriage. But they were having some issues. In addition to all of that, he wants a paternity test.
Should I be petty this morning? Let's get Tigger on the phone, man.
He wants a paternity test for the baby as well. So she is pregnant.
Could you imagine if that's Tigger's kid?
That is not Tigger's kid. Let's get Tigger on the phone, see how Tigger feels about this morning.
We could do
that. Ed Hartwell told the YBF.com, right now the only thing I want is a paternity test for the baby.
Get Tigger on the phone!
Shout out to Big Tigger.
My goodness, how did this go left so quickly?
Yeah, and why everybody shooting Rudy Huxtable Club up?
Now, Demi Lovato, her speech on the opening night of the Democratic National Convention was a very personal one where she talked about her own struggles that she has had. Let's take a listen.
Like millions of Americans, I am living with mental illness. I'm doing my very small part by having the treatment center that saw me through my recovery on tour with me so that at least a small group of people, even for a brief moment, can have the same support that I received. I stand here today as proof that you can live a normal and empowered life with mental illness.
When the hell was Demi Lovato diagnosed with mental illness?
She has spoken about it before. She's bipolar.
So
she has spoken out about this previously.
So am I. I haven't been diagnosed yet, but I'm going to go to a therapist soon and get the diagnosis.
It's too late. You're already way past the deadline for that.
I can be an example of an overachiever with mental illness.
Justin Bieber.
That just sounds cool.
Justin Bieber got offered a role in a movie. A young pop star he's supposed to play, but he wants a major rewrite of the movie. It's called Uber Girl. The problem is this. He would take the part except that there's a sex scene with him and one of the male backup dancers, and he wants that taken out.
I would want that taken out,
I would definitely want that taken out, too. Why does that have to be in there?
Yeah, I would want that
taken out. I need to know what context does this have to do with the script. Yeah,
which way are we going?
What pivotal role is this playing in the movie that I just got to have sex with the male backup dancer?
I mean...
And I'm a male. Come on, man.
I would take that part out, too.
It's just acting.
That ain't just acting. Mm-mm. I need to know what this means. What does this have to do with the movie?
Maybe it does have... I don't know. It's a coming-of-age movie, and, you know, sometimes...
Sound like a coming-out-the-closet movie.
Listen, I don't know what the whole script is. Maybe they'll rewrite it for him. Maybe they'll say we'll have to go in another direction.
Uber girl, I'm not going to front. Uber girl, when I was in L.A. this weekend, it was a Uber lady that picked me up real late at night. Because, you know, when you go do the radio show in L.A., It's like 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning out in LA.
And she picked me up, and I was like, I felt bad. I'm like, why are you out this time of night driving an Uber? Like,
you need the money.
I know, but you just seem weird. You're a young lady. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't seem safe.
Women can work just like men can work.
I know, but it just didn't seem safe for her to be out 2 in the morning picking up random strangers. You know what I'm saying?
And that's like, the time when people leave the club, leave the restaurant.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Her name was Leah, too. Salute to Leah.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Missy.
She was playing Drake's Views album, and she asked me, did I mind that? And I was like, no. I don't even care. I didn't even notice. It's 2 in the morning.
Mm. All right, well, we got front page news coming up. Yee, what are we talking about?
Well, talk about Michael Jordan. He has donated $2 million, and he has spoken out. And this is what people have been asking for Michael Jordan to publicly do.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news now. Let's talk about Michael Jordan.
Yes, Michael Jordan has released a statement about police violence, and he also has donated $2 million. $1 million to the International Association of Chief of Police newly established Institute for Community Police Relations, and $1 million for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. He said, as a proud American, a father who lost his own dad in a senseless act of violence, and a black man, I've been deeply troubled by the deaths of African Americans at the hands of law enforcement and angered by the cowardly and hateful targeting and killing of police officers. So he said he grieves with the families who have lost loved ones, as I know their pain all too well.
I don't understand why people are upset at Michael Jordan for finally speaking up.
They wanted him to do it.
For years. They say Michael Jordan promoted jails. He doesn't support the African American community. So they don't want him to do that.
Y'all do realize that everybody doesn't make public statements, though. Some people move in silence behind the scenes. That's what Michael Wilbon was saying on ESPN last night. He was saying that Michael Jordan does a lot behind the scenes, but this is the first time he's made a public statement.
Do we know some things that he's done?
Did he mention any of the... He did yesterday.
Curious.
I don't remember what he did yesterday. Mentioned a few of the things.
Because people always talk about, he has money invested in prisons and... But I don't really know what Michael Jordan's...
I don't know about that. I have no idea. I think that's a bad internet rumor.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Now let's talk about Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama was at the Democratic National Convention, of course, for opening night yesterday. And she gave a speech that had people on their feet. Check it out.
I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves. And I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women, playing with their dogs on the White House lawn. And because of Hillary Clinton, my daughters and all our sons and daughters now take for granted that a woman can be president of the United States. So don't let anyone ever tell you that this country isn't great, that somehow we need to make it great again. Because this right now is the greatest country on earth.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Michelle Obama, man. I'm going to tell you something, man. I was sitting there watching that Democratic National Convention last night on that flight, and Cory Booker gave a great speech. So I was already on a high from Cory Booker's speech, and then Michelle Obama walked out there, and the N-word in me said, God damn, Michelle got a fat
she
ass.
She did look great. What?
That's what I did. Our first lady got cakes.
Stop it.
But she was walking to that podium. But
well,
aside from that,
she did look incredible as well. Very powerful woman. Excellent speech that she gave.
And then Barack sent that nice tweet out after the speech, saying he loved her and how great his speech it was. I was like, man, this man is amazing. He knows exactly what to do and when to do it.
That's right.
Okay?
All right. And that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we got a serious discussion, something serious to talk about.
Something that comes about disrespectful. It's not disrespectful. It was actually a first for me. It's a new experience.
Is it disrespectful to poop on a plane?
Yes, I had my first poop on the plane experience over the weekend. Friday, actually, on the way to L.A.
Did you eat something before the flight that you shouldn't have?
Well, I got a very regular bowel movement schedule, okay? And, you know, sometimes things get in the way of that bowel movement schedule, like being on the plane. Mm. And my stomach and my bowels do not care. My stomach and my bowels like, look, you know what time it is, okay? So it's going to go down whether you want it to go down or not. And I have a history of sharting on myself at least once or twice in my life.
Yeah, I did
so
it too.
I didn't want that to be one of those situations.
I purposely don't eat certain things before a flight because I don't want to have that situation.
I purposely poop before I get on the plane.
Yeah, I usually do too, but I couldn't poop on the plane. I don't think my body could do that. Like sitting on that thing when it is nasty, it's not sanitized.
And then imagine you come out and there's a line of people waiting.
No, but people would smell it.
Stunk up the bathroom.
I don't care how many times you do a courtesy flush.
Y'all poop stinks? Mine don't stink. Listen, first of all, when you walk into a bathroom, if you see seat covers there, then that means that it's eligible to get pooped. All right?
What?
So I said, you know what? I put the seat cover down. I sat down. And it always confused me about the bathroom in the plane because there's no water in the toilet. You know what I'm saying? So when you press the flush button, it's like a suction. Like,
thought there was a little bit.
No, it ain't none. It's no water. No, it's no water. So, you know, as I sat there, I was thinking if a poop is going to stick to the thing. So I just pressed flush every time it came out, and it just right on out. And I was like, wow, it was a pleasant experience.
Was anybody waiting?
Nah, when I got out, wasn't nobody waiting.
They probably was like, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, I'm not going in there.
I did not just tell you my poop don't stink.
Yeah, okay. All right.
800. What the hell's wrong with you?
585-1051.
Like the zoo.
Have you ever pooped on a plane? That is the question. Have you ever pooped on a plane? And is pooping on a plane disrespectful?
It's not disrespectful. Who's it disrespectful to? Toilets are there for pooping. Why
for
is it
the people that have to smell it.
Who smells it?
Could you imagine a person that has to sit right outside the bathroom? They got to smell it after you open that door.
First of all, them bathrooms are soundproof. You don't even hear the toilets flush.
The bathroom is not soundproof.
Okay, let me ask you a question. All them times you've been on a plane, have you ever heard a toilet flush on a plane?
I have when I'm standing outside the
door. No, you haven't. No,
yes,
yeah,
I have. That's how I can tell. That's how I can tell
that
I'm about to be able to go in because you can hear who flushes the toilet.
I know because when the person walks out, I ain't never heard no toilet flush on a plane.
I have.
Let me think.
The bathrooms are soundproof.
Nah. I've never heard the bathroom flush.
Exactly.
And I've never heard nobody pass gas like when they're using the, like I never heard the, I never heard
that
either.
That's what I'm telling you.
I can hear them flush the toilet.
I've never heard that.
I never heard that. Now you might get a little whiff when they open that door.
You do smell it when they open the door. You can smell it, yeah.
But not mine because my poop don't stink.
Shut up, your poop has to stink. 800-585-1051. Have you ever pooped on a plane? And is it disrespectful to poop on a plane? I think it's disrespectful. Hold that ish.
Well, not if you're going to explode.
I'm not holding my poop for nobody.
All right.
Okay, I'm a grown-ass man. I wish I would.
All right, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Beyonce.
Poop.
Sorry for the poop. That was Missy Elliott with Work It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we told the story of Charlamagne flying out to L.A. He had the bubble guts and had to use the bathroom.
I didn't have the bubble guts. I just have a regular bowel movement schedule. And what happened was I left the radio station at, what, 8 o'clock?
Right.
My schedule was like 9.
Right.
So I was trying to hold it. So I was on the plane, five and a half hour flight to L.A. My butt was like, look, you're going to empty me. Are we going to have some problems here on this plane, okay?
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try new things, new experiences. Never pooped on a plane before. Went into the bathroom, saw the seat cover, put it down, sat my butt on the toilet, and I pooped. It was a good experience. It felt like using the bathroom
anywhere
else.
Did you squat or did you actually put your ass on the seat?
I used the seat cover, so I put my ass on the seat cover. And the thing about the plane don't have, the toilets in the plane don't have no water in it, right?
Mm.
So it's like, I was afraid that the poop would stick to the actual plastic,
yeah.
But it didn't. Every time you hit flush, you just feel a suction. Oof. It's a heavy suction. Don't sit on there with no loose butthole. Right? Don't sit on there with a loose butthole. It might take your whole butthole out. But it was going right in. It felt good. And I walked out feeling 10 pounds lighter, and I was fine.
Well, I never pooped on a plane. I find it disrespectful that somebody opened that door and you smell that nasty stench coming out. That's disgusting. That's why I try to never sit next to a bathroom on a plane.
And
never,
you can't
ever
light a match in there, so.
Definitely can't light a match.
You definitely can't light a match. And I'm not going to lie, I don't even like people that fart on the plane. But, man, if you got to go, you got to go. And you only get a good whiff of that person's butt when they open the door. Once they'll close the door back, they cool.
Now that you say it, I have passed gas on a plane before.
I'm sure you have. You pass gas all the time.
I do it all the time. And then what I do is I just turn on a little fan over me, and I hope it just blows away from me. But yeah. I definitely do it all the time.
And you can't assume that, you know, every woman that goes in the bathroom and comes out and you smell something, they was doing a number two, because they could have a romper on. And if you know if you got a romper on, when you're farting in that romper, all the fart stays within that romper.
Yeah.
So as soon as you go in that bathroom and pull that romper down,
it's just woof,
woof. So when you open that door, that's what you get, that woof.
Now, yeah, you wear a lot of rompers. Have you ever pooped? Have you ever pooped on a plane?
No, I haven't.
No?
But, I mean, I've had to go before I got on the plane. But I told you, I'm very careful about what I eat because I never want to be in that situation where I'm on the plane and I have to go. So I'll be like, okay, we have to catch this flight. It's a long flight. I'm going to make sure I only eat certain things. So
gotcha.
I don't,
oh, you got to
no
empty.
No cheese, no dairy.
Empty your butt before you get on a plane. But I didn't do that. But pooping on a plane was actually a good experience.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Terrell Crockett out of Mecklenburg County, Charlotte.
Hey, what's up, bro? You ever pooped on a plane, bro?
Yes, I have pooped on a plane.
He sounds so proper.
Yeah, he definitely sounds proper.
How long was the flight?
The flight was definitely long. I'm a prior service member, so I've traveled on planes.
How was that experience?
The experience was not bad. I was on a flight from LAX all the way to crazy, and then I had to go all the way to Okinawa because I was in Okinawa for 2.5 years as well.
Okay.
So that flight was ridiculous. You would have nowhere to go for 19 hours. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Got you.
You never smelled poop. You never heard the toilet flush. The thing that you hear is the door locking and unlocking, so it must be soundproof in there.
It is. I just think you got to get over the fact that you think everybody on this plane knows you just pooped.
And everybody's watching you as soon as you walk out.
That's what you think.
That's
in your mind, you think everybody on this plane knows you just pooped.
Right.
But if you're in there for a while, they know you did.
Hello, who's this?
Courtney out of Charlotte.
Courtney, you pooped on a plane before, man?
Yeah, no doubt.
Damn, a lot of people from Charlotte like to poop on planes, huh?
What they got in Charlotte?
Salute to everybody listening to us on Screech 103.3.
So I had an experience where I missed a flight from pooping on off the plane. So I got a bad habit of eating before I get on flights because I hate paying for airport food.
That damn Bojangles.
That's why you gotta be careful what you eat.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you gotta be careful what you eat before you go on any plane. Hello, who's this?
The Bojangles, bro.
Donna.
Hey, Donna, you pooped on the plane, Donna?
I have not pooped on a plane, but I think it's disrespectful to hold it in because you're sitting there sweating and everything and trying to keep it in.
What my sweat got to do with you, though?
If you're sitting there sweating, I'm sitting there next to you, and I notice that you, like, are feeling some type of way, looking sick and whatnot, plus you're farting and whatnot, like, that's conducive to me.
That's right.
And I know MVP looking sick.
I don't be looking no sick.
You know what's so funny? All these years, we thought that our pastors were giving these good speeches and they kept their little rag to wipe their forehead because they was sweating from being up on there giving that sermon.
Right.
No, they be having a nanny. You know what I'm saying? They be having to poop. Like last night, Cory Booker wiped his forehead about four times during that 20-minute speech.
So he had to poop?
Cory Booker had to poop.
Stop it's it. Not that it was hot with the lights.
No, he had to poop, man.
By the way, one of our listeners said that she can't afford the plane. She only can afford the bus, but...
Is toilets on the bus?
Yes.
Or the long-distance bus on Peter Pan?
No, no, you're just disgusting. You're just a different level of filthy. That's that's like using a porta potty. No.
Have you ever used a porta potty?
Absolutely not.
What?
No way, Jose. The only people that have an excuse to use a porta potty are people in the military.
All right? Porta potty guy.
If you just regular living in your everyday life and you see a porta potty, you're like, hey, I need to do a number two there. You're a different kind of human being, bro.
Unless you do long distance runs.
Nah,
because that does actually get your bowels going.
I'll go in the woods if I go in the porta potty. Well, porta potties are disgusting.
800-585-1051. We're talking about pooping on a plane. Have you ever? And do you find it disrespectful? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking your calls talking about have you ever pooped on a plane? Charlamagne on Friday flew to L.A. and he had a little loose booty.
I didn't have a loose booty. Stop saying that. I just have a regular bowel movement schedule. And being that I have a regular bowel movement schedule, I had to get on the flight during my regular bowel movement schedule flying to L.A. And so, you know, I had to poop. So I walked into the bathroom and I noticed... That was my mind. My mind was thinking, if they got seat covers in this bathroom is made for doing a number two. Because I never heard anybody say they pooped on a plane. I didn't even think that the toilets on the plane were made for pooping.
I definitely know people have because I've definitely gone in the bathroom after somebody has done that.
Do you still go?
No, I walk right back out.
I'd walk out.
I'll wait for another one.
Hello, who's this?
Gigi.
Hey, Gigi, you ever pooped on a plane?
Yes, but you know there's this little product called Poopery. So if you like spray it inside of the thing, you put it in there, right?
In your butt?
No, in the bathroom.
You have to have it with you, though, and you spray
it inside, like the toilet, and you can do whatever you need to do. Like if you got like hot butt,
you can go ham.
She said you got hot butt.
You go ham inside the toilet, and nobody's gonna know. Trust me.
I'm gonna be honest with you, yo. My poop don't stink, man.
Shut up.
My poop smells like...
Well, we have a witness here who's with you every day that says it does.
I don't know how he would know that, but my poop smells like a banana peach milkshake from Chick-fil-A. I'm dead ass serious.
We don't believe
that. Shut up.
Hello, I poop right now and let y'all smell it.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, do that.
What's going on? This is Gasper in Atlanta.
Hey, you ever pooped on a plane, bro?
Man, it wasn't me. It was my girl, man. We was on the way to go somewhere, and we tried to do a little freaky deaky stuff in the restroom and turn around and start And I'm like, what the... It was terrible.
That's a mood killer, bro.
Did you still smash?
Of course I did.
Oh, you're nasty. Oh.
Did she
have wet wipes? But what I want to ask Charlamagne, why are you looking at the first lady ass, Like, really, dude? Like, what's up with that, man?
Oh, so what? You didn't notice it?
Come on, man. I notice every woman, but I ain't gonna
say it. No, answer the question. Don't you call a bitch ass out of me. Nah. Did you notice her ass last night?
That's a silent notice, man. That's the one that you gotta let...
Well, say that.
Don't say that.
Say don't say that out loud, Charlamagne. Don't tell me not to look. I'm a man.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have said that out loud.
Michelle Obama is beautiful. She banging.
You can say that, but don't say look at her cakes.
She got them cakes, bro. I noticed that wagon when she walked out, man. She was dragging that wagon, bro.
Right.
You think Michelle don't know she got cakes?
All right.
You think Barack don't see her and be like, hey, Beyonce ain't got nothing on you. Wife.
What's the moral of the story, guy?
The moral of the story is when it comes to pooping on the plane, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Just remember that.
All right, yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, Dr. Dre at home. What happened that he got cuffed and frisked at his own house? Also, Justin Timberlake got smacked. And did Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian break up?
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, why would somebody smack Justin Timberlake?
Jesus Christ.
They have video footage of Justin Timberlake. He's at the American Century Celebrity Pro-Am in Lake Tahoe. And as he's walking through the crowd, someone smacks him. And this is how JT responded.
Bro, why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Why would you do that to Justin Timberlake?
Why Justin Timberlake ain't got no goons? Wasn't nobody there to beat the guy up as soon as he laid hands on
him? Escorted him out, okay?
They did go ahead and speak to the man. Of course, Justin Timberlake didn't want to press charges. It was light. But according to law enforcement sources, it was a fan who got overzealous. He just wanted to touch Justin.
Groupie
when they
ass.
Went to go confront him, he refused to leave the premises. They said he was intoxicated, so it appears, and very belligerent, and he ended up getting arrested for disorderly conduct.
You see how crazy life is if you know, that Justin didn't want to press charges on that guy. But if that guy would have slapped Justin and then somebody with Justin would have knocked that dude out, that dude would have pressed charges on Justin.
Absolutely.
I was watching the video. I don't know if that it was so much of a slap as him trying to grab him from behind and touching his face, too.
He just looked like he just tried to touch him. It didn't look like a slap.
But you're a grown-ass man. Why are you trying to touch him in the face? If that was a woman, I can understand. Why is a grown-ass man trying to touch him in the face?
I don't get it.
Does his beard look luxurious to you?
He just wants to say, I touched Justin Timberlake.
Do you want to touch the hem of Justin's garments? You think it's going to heal you?
He was drunk.
Jesus.
All right, Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian, rumors are now swirling around that they've broken up because Rob Kardashian deleted all the pictures of her off of his Instagram, and then he later deleted every picture off of Instagram. Now, they both unfollowed each other. They later followed each other back, though, so we'll see what happens. Maybe they're just going through a rough patch, and also because of this Snapchat video.
Look what she did to me. Crazy.
He called her a psycho bitch, and he called her crazy.
Who was that? It sounded like Fetty Wap. Who was that?
That was Rob Kardashian.
No.
Talking about Blac Chyna?
Yeah, she had basically scratched him. He had a scratch on his arm, so he was showing that she...
That's like, love, bro.
Yeah, they got to go through
that's
that. They had a little argument.
That's your baby mama now. That's love.
Yeah.
Rumor is that he saw some messages on her phone, text messages that were inappropriate.
Now, you stop it, Rob. She's an old hoe. You know what I'm saying? She's going through a transition right now. Give her a minute.
Oh, y'all know she's a hoe.
Hold on. We don't call women hoes.
I said old hoe. Everybody got a pass. She's going through a transition. That's all. You know, she probably still got dudes hitting her up on the DMs, thinking that she's still living the old way she used to.
Just because she's a stripper doesn't make her a hoe, Charlamagne.
She was a stripper?
She's a still.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. Stop
you
it.
Did.
I didn't know that.
She used to work at King of Diamonds.
I didn't know that.
Liar.
I didn't know that. I know Tip Drill. I ain't know no Blac Chyna.
All right. And another rumor is that Kylie Jenner is running low on cash. Now, according to Radar Online, they're saying that she is just spending money like she's got millions and millions of dollars.
She got to take care of Tiger, man.
Yeah, you know, and there was that story about Tiger borrowing money, and they said his friends borrow money from her as well. They don't ever pay her back. Tiger says, it's money you gave me. It's not a loan. So there's issues with that also. Mm-mm. She's just been burning through money, getting private jets, you know, and investing in other different things, fashion, splurges, real estate. She just bought a new house.
Kylie knows what she got to do. It's time to join the good old family business. Sex tape time, baby. It. When that money get low. That's it. When the money get low, you get to do the sex tape.
She be
that's
okay.
All.
Her mama got some money.
Right. She's very young. She's, what is she, 18?
Yes.
I'm sure she'll
By the way,
at the age of 18, they need to have some type of money management for her.
By the way, this is just a rumor report. Okay.
Absolutely.
We don't know what that girl got in her pockets. I'm sure she's doing great.
All right.
But nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining.
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Donkey. Who are you giving that donkey to?
I'm backed up on donkeys, man.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? But okay. We need Alden Smith to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with him. He's a career donkey.
Okay.
But, you know, this one takes the cake. This is actually in the running for Donkey of the Year.
All right.
Absolutely.
We'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, July 26th goes to NFL player Aldon Smith. Now, Aldon Smith is a troubled young man who is currently suspended from the NFL for numerous transgressions. I mean, trouble seems to follow Aldon Smith, whether it's ranging from drunk driving to being stabbed at his own house party and sued by a man who claimed to be shot at the same party. He was arrested for another DUI, booked for marijuana. He took a leave of absence and went to rehab. He's been charged with 3 felony counts of illegal possession of an assault weapon. After his second DUI in 20 months, he admitted himself into rehab again. He got arrested at LAX for making comments to a TSA agent implicating that he had a bomb. Then he got suspended 9 games. Then he was arrested again for an alleged hit and run, DUI, and vandalism. And currently, he is suspended by the NFL for 1 calendar year for violating his substance abuse policy. Now, when you're suspended from the league, you can't participate in any illegal activity, which seems to be a hard thing for Aldon Smith to not do. Okay, when you are suspended from the league for violating the substance abuse policy, the last thing you should be doing is abusing substances. Now, Aldon Smith is 26 years old, so he's a new nigga. And you know they move a little different than us 80s babies. And I've gotten to the point in my life where I don't chastise kids for what they don't know because they're kids. You're not stupid because you don't know, you know, because you don't know things. You're stupid for what you aren't willing to learn. And Aldon Smith is stupid, okay, because he seems like he refuses to learn. Now, his latest incident is in the running for Donkey of the Year. Like, this is a high-level hee-haw status. It's an alleged Periscope video floating around that belongs to Aldon Smith, which shows a man and a woman off-camera engaged in and discussing a fire-up session. Fire-up session is them smoking a blunt. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, no pun intended. I tell y'all this all the time, but I think that if I'm suspended from the league for substance abuse, the last thing I should be doing is abusing substances. Especially abusing substances on social media. When will you all realize that the things you do online will affect your dumbass offline? Okay, contrary to your popular belief, when you are on Periscope and Facebook Live and Snapchat, whatever you're using to record yourself, when you are on these platforms, we can see you, okay? We can hear you. You're not hiding. But this story gets better. I know what you're saying, Charlamagne. How could this be in the running for Donkey of the Year? He smoked a blunt on Periscope. People smoke blunts on Periscope all the time, B. Well, being suspended from the league, Aldon Smith, he's saying it's not him. He actually tweeted out, good try, not me. Well, let's listen to this video because we have the audio, Mr. Not Me.
This is what you call a fire-up session.
You shouldn't even be posting that.
Do you see my face?
No, but what is
it? They don't have my name. This is just a fire-up session.
So if you just put it on there, it's just doing it? It's live? Oh, that's hella stupid.
Shut up. You hella stupid. You trying to smoke, fam? They don't know it's me. It's not like I put Aldon Smith.
Excuse me, say what?
Whoa.
Come again? We didn't hear you the first time?
They don't know it's me. It's not like I put Aldon Smith.
Oh, it's not like you put what? What?
They don't know it's me. It's not like I put Aldon Smith.
It's not like I put Aldon Smith. Okay, so Aldon Smith, who posts from this Periscope account all the time, who has other videos up on this account, is on this account smoking a blunt, says it's not him on Twitter, but says it's not like it's him on the video. Let me hear that one more time.
They don't know it's me. It's not like I put Aldon Smith.
Okay, all right. Okay, I don't care how good a pass rusher Aldon Smith is. He doesn't deserve the privilege of playing in the NFL no time soon. He's about to be 27. I don't know when maturity will kick in for this young man, but he shouldn't be allowed back in the league until he can prove that it has. You are not doing Aldon Smith or the world any favors by continuing to pay him. I tell y'all all the time, money doesn't change you. It just multiplies whatever you are. Okay, and Aldon Smith needs no assistance when it comes to being a donkey. In fact, a donkey with dollars just feels untouchable and invincible, so he will continue to do donkey things. So you have to suspend him indefinitely from the league, let his money dry up, let him humble himself, and let him hit rock bottom, and then we can discuss him playing in the league. Aldon Smith has taken for granted an opportunity that millions of kids across the country wish they had, and if he loses it all, I don't feel sorry for him one bit, and neither should you. And if you do, let's listen to this Periscope video one more time, please. Please. The whole thing, please. Just one more time.
This is what you call a fire-up session.
You shouldn't even be posting that.
Do you see my face?
No, but what is it?
They don't have my name. This is just a fire-up session.
So if you just put it on there, it's just doing it? It's live? Oh, that's hella stupid.
Mm-mm. Shut up. You hella stupid. You trying to smoke, fam? They don't know it's me. It's not like I put Aldon Smith.
Oh, okay, my goodness. So it's not him.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Please give Alden Smith the biggest hee-haw.
He don't know no better.
Wow.
He don't know no better.
Nah, all right. That's like, and then the fact that somebody on the video said, told him, you shouldn't be doing this on video. Told him he's hella stupid, and then he know you hella stupid. Like, wow.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
That's heartbreaking. That's
well, we don't know that it's him. It's not like he said Alden Smith.
Come on, ye.
They don't know it's me. It's not like I put Alden Smith.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne, you're a actor. You're a thespian, right?
No.
Thespian, not thespian.
Oh, thespian, right?
No.
You're not an actor?
No.
You did a bunch of movies.
Yeah, it's because they asked me to come be in movies, but I'm not an actor. I'm a radio personality.
But you do act.
I mean, I jump in a movie.
You're an actor, damn it. Yes, you are. You're an actor. You got a SAG card. You're an actor.
I got a SAG card. No, I got a SAG card because of radio.
We have to. We all
TV.
Have one.
What are you talking about?
But you act in movies.
If you say that, I mean, it's a movie coming out on September 4th called Ringside. Salute to my man, Russ Parr. I got a nice role in that. I just left L.A., did a movie called Body with director Joseph Kahn. I'm in that.
It's
a movie called Grow House that DJ Pooh did that's coming out this year. So, I mean,
you get your little act on here and there.
Yeah, I've been on Empire once.
He's a guy who acts in movies.
Yeah,
but I was on Empire playing myself.
But he's not an actor.
So the question is, 800-585-1051. We talked about Justin Bieber earlier, and he's supposed to play a part in a movie, but he wants what part taken out?
Well, he's been offered this role in a movie. It's called Uber Girl, and he wants to do it, but there's one issue. There's a part where he has a sex scene with one of his male backup dancers.
So the question is, 800-585-1051, if you are an actor, if you were supposed to play in a movie, play a part
huge
in a movie.
Role,
a
by
huge
the way.
Role.
The pop star, he would have the lead role.
And they by wanted the way, you to do this part. Would you do it?
By the way, that's how Will Smith's whole career kicked off. 6 Degrees of Separation. Mm-hmm. He played a gay man in that movie.
So that is the question. 800-585-1051. You're an actor. You're supposed to be playing this huge role. I'm sure it's a lot of bread, a lot of money. Would you play this role? It's just acting.
I'm not doing it.
Hey, we're going to talk about it when we come back.
I'm not that good of an actor.
They give you $5 million and they say, hey, you just got to have, well, you're not actually having sex.
You don't really have sex. You're just acting.
Acting like you're having sex.
No, because I'm thinking about when Amari Hardwick was up here with the other, what's the young lady from Power name? Angela? Leela?
Yeah.
Leela? And they put a sock on their penis and I'm not doing that.
What about
no,
a
man.
Brokeback Radio movie?
Nah, I'm cool on all that.
800-585-1051. Would you do it? I mean, why not?
I'm doing it.
You're a grown ass man. You got two kids.
You guys are in here
married.
Every day hugging on each other and it wouldn't even be nowhere near.
Listen, I shop at Target. I'm doing fine with my life. I have a 2004 Cadillac Escalade. I'm happy with that.
The last question, 800-585-1051. Would you play that part? It's acting. It's not like you're really having intercourse. It's not like you're kissing.
Right.
No.
It's just acting. Would you do it? The check is big. The part is big. 800-585-1051. Stop it. It's the Breakfast Club.
I got
Come
a
on.
Daddy.
What that mean?
My daddy would not like if I did that.
Call him daddy.
It's the Breakfast Club. Yeah. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. with One More Chance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, earlier in the rumors, Angela Yee told us about Justin Bieber and this new movie role he had.
Well, he doesn't have it, but they're offering him this role. But he wants them to rewrite the script so he doesn't have to have sex with a male backup dancer.
Right, and Charlamagne said there's no way in hell he would do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not homophobic. I'm simply not doing it. Not to mention, why would they let a straight man take money out of a gay man's mouth? Okay, that role can go to a nice gay actor. Why do they need a straight man to play
They just want the best person
gay man.
For the job. Okay, who can do the best acting.
And I'm sure it's plenty of
That's
gay
why it's
men
acting.
Out there. I'm sure there's plenty of gay men out there who can act their ass off.
If you know what? If it was a good check and it was a great part that can actually start my career or benefit my career, what's the problem?
So you would do it. Really, so you're saying you would do it?
Yeah, I'm a grown-ass man. I got 4 kids in
the
way.
I'm not asking you to over-explain. I'm just asking
no,
you.
No,
yes,
would
yes
do
you
it.
Would do it.
But this is the problem with the conversation we're having.
What's that?
Nobody ever said it was a problem. You simply asked me what I would do.
Right.
And I said I'm not doing it. Like, I didn't say it was
a
problem.
Why wouldn't you do it?
I don't want to. Simple as that. Like I'm a grown ass man. You know, life is all about choices.
Right.
I can make decisions. I'm simply not doing it because I don't want to play a gay man on a movie or on television.
I think the thing with this old Justin Bieber role is not that he's playing a gay man. It's just one scene in a whole movie where he has one experience with another man. Now, the whole rest of the script isn't about him being a gay man. It's just one scene.
That's just something I don't want on my resume.
Would you play a superhero?
You know I'd play a superhero. Are you out of your damn mind? I'm a Marvel fanatic.
But why not give that job to a superhero?
I am a mutant. I've told you this already. I'm actually doing something with Marvel real soon, though, but I can't speak on that just yet. But salute to Marvel. Marvel knows I'm a fanatic, and I got a real cool opportunity coming with Marvel.
Okay.
And you know what? I might just draw a gay superhero in because I know everybody's going to call the radio station and say, Charlamagne's homophobic. He'd never play a gay man. So just to make y'all feel stupid.
He's not a gay man, though.
Just to make y'all feel stupid, I'm going to do a character called Steal Your Butt Boy. He controls your sexuality.
Shut up.
Now, turns you straight men gay.
Now, would you have a problem playing that part?
I would. I feel like people shouldn't jeopardize who they are, the integrity of their character, just for money.
To play a criminal in a movie or a mob character.
Yeah, it's acting. It's the same thing.
But I just think that some things are just moral, whether or not it's acting or not. Like, so I commend Justin Timberlake for that he feels
Justin
like...
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. I'm sorry. For not wanting to compromise who he is. Like, that's not something he stands for. He don't want to play it no matter if it's acting or not. I can respect that. And my kids say, hi, Charlamagne. We listen to y'all every morning while I'm driving them to school.
Hey, tell them what's up.
See, that's the problem. See, people say, well, they don't want to play a gay person, but they'd rather play a criminal.
She's saying she doesn't want to compromise who you are, but I'm saying acting is compromising. It's not who you are.
You're taking yourself out of that person and being another character, whether it's a crime boss, whether it's a criminal.
She never said that.
No, she's saying that
she doesn't want to
the reason she couldn't
herself.
Play a gay person is because she doesn't want to compromise who she is, but acting for a lot of people is not who
Why
they are in
y'all
real life.
Trying to force people to play a gay character
Nobody's
they don't want
to
play
force
one.
Somebody. I'm just saying.
She
said it compromises herself as a person, but how does that compromise yourself? You're an actor. You're playing other people.
I've turned down a lot of roles that have nothing to do with being gay just because I just don't want to do it.
Unwilling actor.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Keith calling from Hilton Head.
Would you play in a movie with a gay sex scene, bro?
The money would have to be right, first of all. And I think Charlamagne, calling from South Carolina, man, you know what? Go ahead and do that sex tape with Kylie. Rejuvenate yourself after that sex scene.
Oh, so you want him to do the gay sex scene and then
do the gay scene and then listen. I'm coming from South Carolina, I think I'm doing pretty okay in life, sir. I'm doing pretty fine.
All I'm saying is jump on that Kardashian bandwagon, like you said, and go ahead and rejuvenate yourself after you do the sex scene. It's just acting. Get the money, do the sex tape, you'll be all right.
It's not, everything's not about money. Listen, I got a father and I got uncles and OGs and they would never let me live that down, okay? I'm not doing it. I don't want it. First of all, I don't want to do it. I have no desire to play a gay man.
He's saying that he would do it if the price was right.
That's cool.
If acting was my profession and I was an actor and that's what I did, I went to school for and that was my profession, I would absolutely probably
do
it.
But what about now you as yourself?
Right, me and myself, I don't need to do it.
Exactly, I don't need
so
to do
no,
it.
So no, you're saying no.
I live a good life. I'm a radio guy.
I'm financially secure, you know.
I'm a radio guy. I do my TV.
If I wanted to get in acting and I felt like that was a great way for me, I wouldn't have no problem doing it.
Like, I got a book coming out in March. You know why? Because I want to write a book. I don't want to pretend like I'm getting sodomized by a man.
800-585-1051. We're talking if you were Justin Bieber. They asked him to play in a new movie, and he had one little problem, a gay sex scene. Would that be a problem with you? Call us now.
What if it was you and Denzel?
Why do y'all keep saying it's a problem? He just didn't want to do it.
No,
he
wants them to rewrite it. That's what he said.
That's kind of
And that's
problem.
Fine. That's not a problem. He's like, I don't want to do this.
No, he said there's one little problem with the script.
There's a problem
that's
with the script.
He said
that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Kent Jones, Don't Mind. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Justin Bieber. He has a new role, but he has...
That he's been offered.
He's been offered a role, but there's something that he doesn't really like in the script.
He wants a rewrite. He won't take the part unless the sex scene with him and one of the male backup dancers is taken out of the final script.
And I don't blame him, because what does that scene have to do with anything? If that scene is not a pivotal part of the movie, if there's no context to the scene, if it's just a frivolous sex scene, I'm not doing it.
Well, he's supposed to be a young pop star, and you know how sometimes they experiment, they do all kinds of things that are different. So maybe it is pivotal.
Makes sense.
Are you basically saying a lot of young pop stars are gay and a lot of young pop stars have sex with their male backup dancers?
I think just because you have...
Now, if anybody has any experience with being a male pop star, I would think it was Justin Bieber. So if Justin Bieber's reading this script and he goes, you know what? This isn't accurate. I've never had sex with one of my male backup dancers. We need to take this out.
Well,
what's
just
wrong with
because
that?
You have one incident doesn't make you gay.
And I'm going to tell you this. If I'm Justin Bieber, if you're playing a young pop star, people are going to watch that movie and think that's based on Justin Bieber's life. So take this out. When people watch 8 Mile, don't they think that's Eminem? People
well,
swear
is,
that's Eminem's life.
It is based life. On Eminem's life.
Get Rich or Die Trying, 8 Mile.
He was involved in that script.
People look at those movies and think those are biopics. They're not technically biopics. So if people saw Justin Bieber playing a pop star in a movie, they would think, well, damn, he had sex with a male backup dancer? Take
but
that
But he
out.
Had nothing to do with the I script. It wasn't his story.
If I was an actor, if that was the profession I was going, I wouldn't have a problem doing it. Like, you look at Will Smith. Will Smith did a gay scene.
Six Degrees of Separation. He played a gay man.
I don't think anybody looks at him differently for doing it.
Absolutely not, but that was way early in his career. Like, that was his first movie role ever.
This could be the start of your career or my career.
What about the show Oz? There was a lot of gay things that happened on that show.
No, it wasn't.
And
it
was a lot of those actors went on.
No. It was a lot of men getting raped. Now, I would do that. I'd pretend to get raped. I'd be in a prison because that's realistic. Right?
What about Michael K. Williams on, whatchamacallit?
The Wire.
Yeah, The Wire.
But we never saw Omar kiss a man on The Wire?
Well, he played a gay role.
That's different. Now, see, that's different. If you're playing a gay man and you're not, like, actually having any physical contact with the gay, you would never know he was gay on The Wire if they didn't say it.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Khadija.
Now, would you have a problem doing a gay scene in a movie?
It depends. Is it a girl or a boy?
If it was a boy, you wouldn't be gay, you dumbass. Get off the phone. Get off the phone right now this morning. I can refuse to talk to you anymore.
Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
It's your boy, Rock.
Rock, now, you know, when somebody starts with your boy, Rock, you know what this answer's going to be.
Yeah.
Would you play, have a gay scene in a movie? If you were an actor, would you do a gay scene in a movie?
Hell yeah.
I'm saying, nah, it depends how that check look, honestly. And
okay, there you go, Rock.
Yeah, my man, I'm saying he plays a snitch in a web series, so ain't nobody really want to do that role, but like certain roles stick with you, you know what I'm saying? So
certain roles get you sticked.
Rock, are you in a web series also?
Yeah, I'm in a web series.
Which one?
Respect Life.
Rock. See, I saw you tweeting about this, Rock.
Yeah, good looking.
So you're saying you would do it if the money was
if
right.
If the check was right.
Yeah, if the bag was good and the wire cleared good, I'm with it.
What's good for you, Rock? What do you think? What's good for you? 50,000, 100,000, what's good for you?
Yeah, I'm from the hood. 50 G's is good.
Okay.
Rock live around me.
So let me ask you a question. For 100, would you give a man a real job?
Nah.
I don't know. You said up the check, right?
All right.
What about a kiss?
Nah.
You taking too long to answer these, man. You're like, you're thinking about it.
Would you do it for free?
Nah. By the way,
yeah, y'all crazy.
Once again, by the way, Charlamagne's not doing it. I don't have to. Simple as that. My father would never let me live that down.
Look, if this was my profession and I was an actor, I would do it.
And not only would my father never let me live that down, I'm simply not doing it. Go get a gay man, a nice gay actor. Why are you taking roles and taking money out of this gay man's mouth when you can go get you a nice gay actor to really nail the part?
I don't think you have to be gay to play the role of a gay person.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
But right. Why not?
You don't have to be.
It's the same. We sit on this radio and complain whenever they let white people play black roles. It is the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
You think it's
gay actors out there right now who probably get so mad because they're letting all these straight actors get roles.
But there's a lot of gay actors that are playing straight roles.
Okay.
So they're taking money out of the straight actor's mouth?
Listen, all I'm saying is...
That makes no sense.
I'm not taking money out of the gay man's mouth. Go get a nice gay actor to play the role.
All right. Well, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we are. I'm so confused. We are going to talk about Dr. Dre. What happened in the driveway of his house that ended up with him getting handcuffed and detained?
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this story really grinds my gears. Now, Dr. Dre.
Grind your gears.
Got cuffed and frisked. While he was at home in Malibu, he was outside his house, and somebody was blocking his driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when Dr. Dre said, you know, move from in front of my house. And the guy did, but he started cursing at him. So Dre pulled in the driveway. The other driver kept yelling. So that's when Dr. Dre pulled out his phone to videotape him.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, I guess, anything was getting a little crazy.
Right.
And that's when the guy said, here we go again, another black guy with a gun. Then the guy called the cops and said that someone pulled a gun on him. Well, the cops did show up. They put handcuffs on his own house on Dr. Dre. They searched him. They found no gun, and they let him go. But the guy said he was making a citizen's arrest, so he filled out a report detailing all of his allegations.
That sounds very, very ridiculous.
That's stupid.
Especially being that it was Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre is 50 plus years old.
You're blocking my driveway.
Always moves the right way. That whole story sounds crazy.
He should press charges against him for making false allegations to the police saying that you pulled a gun on him.
Absolutely. I'm sure if Dr. Dre has video footage, which you said he does, I'm sure he will do that.
Plus, the cops found no gun. So, I mean, when they came and searched him. All right, Mariah Carey, according to the New York Post, when she goes to restaurants, one in particular in Italy, she made them put on some entrance music for her. So they would only play Mariah Carey in the restaurant all night. She had an entrance song, and they said she came in, and all night long it was all Mariah Carey songs. Now somebody shouted out, hey, let's put on something more upbeat. And that's when they played the song Fantasy. But she did stop and take pictures with everybody and so on. So I guess they bring a playlist with them when they go out to eat.
Mariah Carey is the last living diva, by
the way.
She's
a diva.
I mean, like, she's unapologetically a diva. She came here to the Breakfast Club once, and she turned off all our lights and had her own lighting equipment.
She only shined her, though.
Yes, she had her people set up her own lighting equipment. And I said to her, I said, yo, they're not going to be able to see us. And she goes, that's the point, darling. Drop on the clues bombs for Mariah Carey, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
All right, Keisha Knight Pulliam, what a short marriage. She just got married to former NFL linebacker Ed Hartwell, and he's already filed for divorce. If you remember, he was on Real Housewives of Atlanta with Lisa Wu. That was his wife on that show. I don't know if they were married or they were just together. But anyway, apparently Keisha Knight Pulliam did not know he was filing for divorce. She had no idea that he wanted out of the marriage and that he wanted to be single again. He says one of the issues is that Keisha acts like a spoiled brat. And he knew that before he married her. They only dated for 4 months before they got married. And allegedly, he also told the YBF.com, right now, the only thing I want is a paternity test for the baby. Because Sheesh. She is pregnant. So that's a harsh reality right now.
Well, that's what you get for breaking Big Tigger's heart. Drop on the clues bombs for Big Tigger.
Now, do we know that's what happened? We know she was dating Big Tigger. We don't know if they had broken up already. I have no idea.
We got to get Tigger on the phone. Call Tigger.
I have his number. All right, we're going
to
call him.
We need to call Tigger, man. Mm-mm.
All right, and Michael Jordan did release this statement about police violence. Now, he said he's a proud American, a father who lost his own dad in a senseless act of violence, and a black man. I have been deeply troubled by the deaths of African Americans at the hands of law enforcement and angered by the cowardly and hateful targeting and killing of police officers. So, in response to that, he did donate $2 million. $1 million was for the International Association of Chief of Police newly established Institute for Community Police Relations, and $1 million for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund.
And people are upset because they're like, oh, Michael Jordan just finally now speaking out. Like, I didn't know it was a statute of limitations on when you can speak out about issues.
Right. Well, like, we're glad he did.
Like, I don't understand that logic.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Manana.
Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? At DJ Envy on that gram or Twitter. I'll get you up with your requests and all that good stuff. So hit me up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.